balls of fire.
Spit balls of fire.
In your sweet ear holes once again.
I love those ear holes.
Hey, I just wanted to give another shout out to Andrew Myers. It's been a while since we gave him some love, but thanks again for the intro music.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's been pretty awesome.
Great stuff.
Great, Scott.
Hey, so I was looking up on our email account through Gmail. Have you been to that, Gary, at all?
No.
Andrew Myers has actually been talking a little bit to us, and he weighed in on the Boba Fett conversation. Do you want to hear what his comment is?
Wait, the Boba Fett conversation where Matt...
I believe he's on...
overrated...
He sits on the other side of me. Or no. He doesn't...
I have the quote. Are
okay,
you
yeah.
Quote?
I believe he agrees with me, if I remember. I could be wrong. Probably
Gary, I hope you're ready for this.
Oh, yes.
Well, Boba Fett is not only the most overrated sci-fi character, but the most overrated character of any genre.
What? Are you fucking
harsh
kidding
me? Harsh words.
But the truth...
For a man who makes beautiful intro music.
The truth does hurt.
I thought I knew you. Apparently I don't know him at all.
Yeah.
I don't think you've actually ever...
I've never met
been
him.
In the same like county as him.
Just thought I'd put that out there.
What the fuck, Andrew, man? Was he overrated?
That is crazy.
Listen, man, he's a chemist, so you got to take his word for it.
Yeah, because chemistry has anything to do with fucking Boba Fett and sci-fi.
Science, bitches.
Hey, so you know how we were having drunk rant about Flight Academies last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I started looking up Flight Academies today.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, listeners aren't going to know what we're talking about.
True.
All right, so...
It's a lost episode.
Okay. We can move
on.
But
tell us
there.
What you learned about Flight Academy. All
right, so just to preface something, we can do a little capture of it. Last night we were talking about Luke Skywalker and his aspirations to join a flight academy, right?
To be a pilot, yeah.
To be a pilot, and we had a pretty heated discussion, which we don't need to talk about and delve back into because obviously, you know,
I might just like cut that part out of last night's episode.
Well, that's the whole episode.
And
then.
Throw it on the end of this episode. That way people know.
That's terrible.
You can find a link to it on the site.
Anyway, all the flight academies I found were Imperial academies, except like Rogue Squadron and stuff like that. But,
all right. Well, you got me beat there.
The interesting thing was the Imperial Flight Academy. Most of their flight academies were on Star Destroyers. So
really?
Took place, yes, on Star Destroyers. Just case of point, to get super nerdy on you, the Venice Senor Flight Academy, it was originally located on board the Star Destroyer of the same name. So.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Pretty
but
awesome stuff.
I wonder if they do something like that in the Navy, though. Like, hey, you ever flown a Tomcat before?
You want to?
We got an old one. It's not working that great these days, so...
But, dude, it got super deep into, like, the nerd. Oh, and then I also read an article of why Luke Skywalker is a complete idiot, and it made some pretty valid points, and it was pretty funny.
Such as?
Oh, he just talked about, like, his intricate
plan. What was one that stood out?
One was, like, he didn't listen to the only living Jedi in the galaxy.
Yoda,
when he told, like, Yoda told him to stay. He's like, nah, I'm good. And then he got
well,
he's young and arrogant, man.
Then the intricate plan to get Han Solo out of carbonite, like out of Jabba's hut. Like when he actually breaks it down, it is kind of funny, like how like way more complicated they made it.
I mean, Anakin didn't even succeed. It was basically fucking Leia who infiltrated.
You mean Luke?
No, it was Leia who.
I know, but you said Anakin.
Oh yeah, Luke. Sorry. It was basically Leia that like infiltrated Jabba's
palace,
and she broke him out of carbonite. It just took Luke to get them off the fucking Tatooine.
Yeah.
And off of the sand barge.
It's a pretty interesting article. I mean, if you're a giant nerd.
Which,
if you're not, then...
Which we all are.
You're probably not listening to this, so...
Nah. All right, what else you got for us, Kyle?
All right, let's switch gears a little bit. So, we're having a party tonight. Officially a kegger.
Mm-hmm. And
been tapped.
Brian Boak's birthday.
Brian Boak, happy
birthday.
We're kind
of congregating for.
If you don't listen to this podcast, shame on you.
And also kind of Ricky's birthday. Ricky's birthday is Monday, so we're kind of just like doing a
didn't know that.
A joint party for him.
Ricky Rittenhouse, I know you don't listen to this podcast.
The big old 27s.
Oh, that's cute.
On the bad side of 20.
on the bad side, yeah. Well, we're all on the bad side.
We are. Well,
Matt's still
right there sitting on the fence, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we're technically, I'm five, so you gotta
round up.
At least I learned that's something. I don't know.
Factoring
I learned that
in the months.
Oh,
there's,
yeah.
There's,
well, if you factor in the months, definitely.
There's definitely nothing else to look forward to after 25.
I agree.
Kids?
Nope.
Like I said, there's absolutely nothing.
That was a joke for you too.
Kids.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the silence.
I just wanted to just like stare at you when I said kids and just let you soak in that.
Oh, I'm soaking it in.
Okay. All right, so I wrote down some party etiquette.
Okay.
Right. For a night.
Well,
is it for keggers or just parties in general?
These pertain to all parties in general. All
right.
BYOB means BYOB. So don't be that guy that shows up when it was clearly stated that you had to bring beer.
And he's like, oh, hey, I got like money throw down.
Yeah.
Well, that's not beer. That just
you can't drink that.
That's a chore right there. Now we got to go get fucking beer on your money.
Yeah. It's true. 100% agree.
Be receptive to everyone. You're in a party environment, okay? Don't be weirded out that people are going to talk to you, even complete strangers.
Agreed. Like, I feel like most
painfully
people are
agree.
Just open. Like,
you're just like, oh, he's right, but I don't want it to be.
It's true, but it's painful.
There's nothing you can do about it, Matt. You live here now, so you gotta.
See, that's my thing, though, is like a lot of people, they want to come up and immediately somehow like interact with you physically, like high fives or. I'm just like, bro, let's get to know each other. Like,
yeah, you gotta look on both sides. Like, people, like, there's us who we are the core group, and there's people, like, new people coming up to us, and we have a certain way to open up to them. Like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know,
I feel like
this,
a handshake
is
acceptable.
This is her. And but then you got to look on it on their side, too. They're coming into an entirely new place, and they don't feel welcome. They don't – I mean, a lot of people are just, like, standing around, you know, like, where did my friend go?
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
But I think it's – I think
up
that,
to everybody.
I think that's kind of bad etiquette on the friend that brought them, though.
Not really.
I think it's terrible etiquette.
If somebody brought me to a party and was just like
– And then left
hey, this,
you.
This and this and this, I got to go do something. I'd be like – Oh, hey, how's it going, guys? Like, oh, you're so-and-so? Like, what do you guys do, you know?
Hey, Gary,
open up.
Do you want to go on a boat trip? And I'm just going to throw you out in the water, and then I'm going to leave. So, how do you feel about that?
That's
well, let's like tweak that scenario, though. Say you bring your girlfriend. And
then ignore her for the whole night?
Well, not ignore her, but
Seen
it
that.
Would be nice
See, that's,
to, like,
that's,
not have her on your hip the whole time.
But
like,
that's still an exception.
Actually,
like, you are responsible for your girlfriend. You're not responsible for your buddy.
I'm responsible, you're right. But
Man,
at the same time,
bros before hoes just
nice,
went right down
it's
the
nice
drain.
To know that she can be among a group of random strangers and be able to socialize, and I don't have to be there. So
no, that's
same
nice.
Thing with your friend. Like, I don't think you're being a bad host if you just, hey man, so we're gonna own this
you,
party.
You at least gotta like get them nudged
get
in,
them,
somewhere.
Get them in somewhere.
You can't just be like, hey. Beer's over there and then disappear.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's just
unless
like.
Unless you're getting laid, I mean.
Because then you're just like that creepy guy. It's like, hey, you guys mind if I sit down around your fire?
And you're just like,
insert myself into a conversation. It's just like internal dialogue.
I feel like that
you
happened.
You're already thinking about it too much. Just sit down at the fire. Don't
well,
be like.
I'm trying to build a rocket here, so.
Making it awkward by just asking permission to sit by the fire.
I feel
maybe
like
someone
happened,
was sitting there.
The first time I met Chelsea. Like, we were at the bar.
Mm.
She walks in, and she, like, you know, gives Kyle a hug and a kiss or whatever. I was like, who the
Tell
hell
us exactly
who the hell
is
this bitch
Chelsea
all
is.
Up
there,
on
you,
my man?
There you go. There you go.
And, no.
Let it out.
And, but, you know, Kyle the entire time, I mean, we were all playing darts, so whenever Kyle was playing darts and I wasn't, I was, like, sitting there talking to Chelsea, and she was just, like, going along with it. She wasn't shy at all. I'm like, that's
well,
awesome.
That's that type of personality, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that's how most people should be. Shouldn't
be should
be. Fucking turtle
Whoa.
In the corner.
Whoa.
What?
Should be?
Should be.
They should be like her.
I mean, the people,
they should be
the
like
people
them.
We hang out with, if you're at least 25 years old and you can't handle
yeah,
a social situation.
I can handle social situations because I just, but if it's
Matt's fine like, with talking to people. He just doesn't want people touching him.
Yeah, it's just when they like start putting.
Except if it's a hot girl.
It,
maybe,
well, it turns into like, it turns
just,
into
you
the
you
later in the night.
You?
Yes. It turns into, like, the later thing in the night where everyone's starting to get that, like, Buzz, like, yeah, we're all fucking awesome friends. Never and then, like,
that's even better. That's when you, like, know, like, I haven't
found someone to get laid with yet. Time to start drinking. Even more.
What's the next etiquette?
All right. Respect the house and the tenants.
That fucking happens.
What I say goes. What Chad said goes. What Matt says.
I have no opinion on the subject.
Hey, and I would say that fucking the tenants always have house rules. Or they have veto power. But they have veto power over any.
I feel like for house rules. Games. Are we talking about games? Yeah. I feel like they should be posted. If you're going to be playing fucking games, and especially if it's something that happens quite often at said location, it's like just post the rules. Because you don't want them being like, hey, Gary, come over here. I need a ruling.
That's
like,
true.
I'm not fucking Judge Judy.
But, like, case in point, the last time we had a party, there was this dude. I'm not afraid to call him out, Jeff Green, big douchebag.
We haven't talked about him before.
Yeah, we talked about it before, but that's the thing. Like, we were playing beer pong, and we had house rules, and he's still sitting there trying to argue against them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, bub, move along.
Yeah.
It's not your house. You're taking up, like, people probably could have played a whole entire fucking game of beer pong. In a time that
a lot of diamond push-ups, man. A lot of diamond push-ups.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Which leads into my next point.
No
push-ups. Aggressive nature is unwarranted at parties.
Oh, no. You getting aggressive if you're fucking, whether it's with my friends, with me, or with people I don't know.
Yeah.
You're automatically out.
Yeah.
Go take that shit somewhere else.
Agreed.
I don't have to serve you.
Yeah. Because my 100%. Whole thing is, like, if you are playing beer pong with the other team, you guys talk. You guys talk about rules. And then if you have a disagreement, it goes to the tenants. And then they decide. And that's how it should go.
Agreed.
All right, so we've had a fucking minor monsoon today outside.
It wasn't that bad.
You were sleeping the whole fucking day. How do you know?
When did the monsoon happen?
Well,
it started probably around...
It was fucking pouring down pretty hard.
I think it started around 7:30 and it carried on till a little bit before noon.
Yeah, I was definitely asleep.
Yeah.
About 4.5
hours.
When I woke up,
I was surprised. I walked upstairs and, like, the sun's shining. I'm like, all right, today's going to be a good day.
So, along that point, walking versus running in the rain. What do you guys take on this?
You get wetter when you run than if you walk.
I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, I would just... Fuck it, you're gonna be wet, so whatever, walk.
Yeah, whether or not you're gonna be wet, but I'm just saying, like, you get more rain droplets falling on you if you run.
I think it's weird that
it's like walking against hot coals. Like, the slower you go, the less it's gonna be, because you're asserting, like, more force when you run, so you're digging into the coals.
Yeah, but you'll be in the coals for a shorter period
but
of time.
But I mean, look at all the people that do it. If you just gently walk across it, you're going to be fine.
Have you ever watched people run in the rain? It's one of the most ridiculous human behaviors there is. Like, a lot of people, like, they hunch their shoulders up and they, like, stick their head way down. Like, somehow they're creating, like, a body shell against it.
Yeah,
but they're not going to get wet. They're not going to get wet, right?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
And then they, like, kind of do that, like, half skip jog. Like, oh, I don't want my feet to splash or like something. I'm just like, dude, just
yeah. But that just, like, you could slip a lot more easily running or like trying to like get out of the rain.
I always just fucking feel the need to run when like the rain's harder for some reason. Like, if it's just spring, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't know what the reasoning is. Actually, I was gonna tell you guys, I did watch the Mythbusters thing on this, and they said it's the same.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's no
running or walking.
Running or walking. Yeah.
I can. Yeah.
Because when you run, you, like, somehow catch more rain, and then when you walk, like, you know, it's...
Wait, it's just, like, negate everything I just said.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Making
what we
like
do
a
here.
Fucking idiot right now.
Sound
well,
like
you kind
idiot.
Of do that.
I'm out of here.
Yourself.
That was supposed to be the mic phone.
Alright. Sorry, Gary, this isn't it. There's no segue involved in this.
Fine, apparently it's the spitballs of fire, not the segue of fire.
Thank you.
Segway.
What's the worst thing you used to eat that you don't eat anymore?
Eat?
Yeah. You used to shove down your gullet.
I can't go eat. I still eat whatever I want. It's drink. I don't drink pop anymore. Soda.
I'm with you,
you
on that.
Drank,
well, I never...
You drank Black Cherry Faygo yesterday.
I did drink I did.
So, that's liar, delicious. Liar, pants on fire.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying... Like, I used to get, like, 2 liters of Mountain Dew every morning.
What?
And I mean, liters of Mountain Dew during the morning, going out to eat during lunch, getting a soda then, coming home, drinking more soda.
So you keep it to like one can or something.
I
would, or for special occasions.
In all honesty, like I probably drink like two cans of soda, maybe two cans of soda a week.
I can accept that, but yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I think the worst thing that I used to eat was, I mean, I think I've told you guys this before, but the little Pixie sticks that came in like the paper wrappings.
God, yeah.
Okay, there's two things actually. I used to fucking just bite the Pixie paper and just eat that with it too. I mean, I'm like five, okay? I'm like 4 or 5, so
it's true.
I was able to quit doing that by the time I was like 12. And then I used to eat shrimp with the shells on it. Don't know why.
Like, and the tail?
Not the tail, just like everything else though. Until I mentioned to my mom that I really like shrimp,
dude.
But I don't really like it to be crunchy. And she goes, "Oh, honey, you're not supposed to eat that."
Why is it so crunchy?
Yeah.
I'll still eat peanuts whole. I don't give a fuck.
Like the
salty.
Husk?
Yeah.
Too salty.
Everything, dude.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I like to chew on it, but I don't swallow the husk.
See,
I spit the husk
out.
I'll
stick a whole peanut in my mouth. And, like, bite it and then, like, just suck on the shell and then eat peanut.
Nah, fuck it. I'm eating that whole fucking thing. The whole fucking thing. All right. Or fucking TV dinners.
What?
I
still...
They're horrible for you, though.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're
really
so horrible for you.
So is anything canned. It's just way... So
well, yeah.
Way too much so
preservatives in general.
That shit frozen, man. Frozen vegetables.
Yeah.
Way it goes.
Or fresh.
See, because my whole thing is, it sounds weird, but, like... If I look on the back of an ingredients thing and there's more than 20 ingredients already, then it's probably not good. I don't know.
I think that's a good rule of thumb.
It's just a weird rule that I have, but you get a lot of fucking preservatives and shit in your food.
20 is a stretch, I feel like. 20 is a lot. That's very forgiving.
Dude, you would think it's not a lot, but why don't you fucking look at the back of a fucking Mike TV dinner? There's probably at least 40.
I got to say,
a lot of food coloring.
I have not had a TV dinner in probably like 5 years.
They're horrible, dude.
They're
what
that
the
bad.
Fuck? I had a guy at work with like what he eats at fucking lunch every day. Like, what are you doing?
We used to have work with a guy like that.
I just like wanted to give him like half my sandwich. I feel so bad for him. Just like, don't do it, dude. It's horrible.
Well, everybody needs like a cup and a half of salt a day.
Well, dude, our fucking top ramen, dude. That's
like the worst thing
salt
in the world.
Mom. You're
basically pickling yourself from the inside out.
I used to.
The way I
try to like psych you out with the
it's
carrot
soup.
Cube
it's totally soup.
Like,
it's not. It's not soup. It's like battery acid with noodles.
Oh, you're talking about cup noodles. That's different than top ramen.
Top.
Dude,
it doesn't matter.
Horrible.
Anything that has ramen in it.
The noodles have sucked. Like there's no nutrition to those noodles at all. Like.
Well, they're just noodles.
They're nega like noodles.
Actual noodles have nutrition in them. These are just horrible.
Yeah, they're starch.
I used to cook the noodles, put the noodles in a bowl, and then put the seasoning on them and just eat them like that, dry.
What?
And yeah. And the way I did.
How the fuck did you eat it dry?
Well, just like.
Well, how did you cook them and
no
then keep them dry?
No, I'd boil them.
Okay.
Oh, so they're not dry.
No, I would boil them and then put the noodles in a bowl.
Oh, he didn't have like.
I didn't have any broth.
He didn't like. Yeah, no broth.
That's fine.
But now
that's
what
weird.
I do is
that's
when I'm
not
when I'm
dry.
Cooking them, I'll
nothing
add the
dry
seasoning.
About that.
I'll add the seasoning while I'm cooking them and then spoon them out. That way, I'm not getting the entire fucking like seasoning package just in the noodles. Then again, I don't really eat top ramen anymore.
Yeah, right. I don't either. Once I found out how fucking disgusting they are, I quit eating them.
Yeah.
It's pretty horrible. All right, so let's stay on food. If you could only eat three things for the rest of your life, what would they be?
Shit. All right,
are we talking about,
like, three individual foods or, like,
well,
three,
I'll,
like, dishes or
I'll
plates?
Give you my, all right. I'll give you my three, and maybe that'll help you out.
Lead the way, Captain.
Chicken stir fry. An omelet. With vegetables and bacon in it.
Of course.
And then pizza with mushroom, green pepper, pepperoni, and onions. I think I could live a pretty good life eating those three foods.
All right, my three would probably be popsicles.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I love popsicles.
Straight to the nutrition.
Popsicles.
You realize that, like, you're down to two meals now for the rest of your life.
I know. Popsicles is a dessert, man. You gotta have something sweet.
All right, man.
Popsicles, definitely pizza. I mean, I can eat pizza almost every
What kind of pizza?
Day.
You gotta be specific.
I'm a big, I have two pizzas. I have two go-to pizzas.
One you only get
a,
one.
Well, I'm just saying my two right now.
I don't care. You only get one.
One is the standard cheese pizza.
That's
I'm
it.
A, I'm a real big
That's
fan.
It. We don't want to hear the other one.
Or I do pepperoni, sausage, black olive. If I had to choose, I would go with the latter just for the toppings.
So why did you even bother to mention the cheese pizza? I feel like that was
okay,
just...
fucking Home Alone.
Go to three. Go to number three.
And number three would probably have to be chili, for sure.
Chili's a good choice.
That's a good choice. I thought about chili myself.
Yeah. Chili's so
I'm really
good.
Glad you picked chili because those first two, I'm like, okay, the next thing you pick, they'll be dead in 8 months.
Well, good thing this is my, like, choice, and you don't
to
have
to die in
it.
8 months? Yeah, sure.
And you don't have to eat it, so fuck you, cow.
Popsicles and cheese pizza. That's...
All right, I guess I would have to go with, oh man, so many choices. I guess it would have to be a meatball sub.
Okay, get some protein in you.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wait, I like to redact one of mine.
No, right. Just say you don't get to. You've already set sailed. There's no redaction.
Hey, what was that? What was that thing we used to eat back in the day?
Why are we doing this again?
Macaroni.
Oh yeah, pussy.
Oh my god.
Anyways, that was a long setup. So I guess my second choice would be a KFC 20-piece family meal.
Jesus. I didn't know we were going with like.
So
I didn't
much
know we were
protein.
Going with quantity.
The size. So well, the size. The sides would have to be. Mac and cheese and coleslaw.
So much protein.
Not even potatoes and gravy?
No.
That's what KFC's like.
I get all the gravy I want at the bottom of the 20 piece. Fried oil gravy.
I don't think that's a thing.
That is a thing. It's a thing. It's a thing for me.
Oh, God.
And then,
I'm not gonna have friends in 20 years.
for my third choice would be, a 7-layered salad.
That's actually a pretty good choice.
No, I want the one with, like, all the terrible things in it.
Oh, like the blue cheese. And...
Yes. And I want it to come out like, you know how, like, everyone serves it in, like, a serving, like, a big serving bowl?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's bullshit. What you want is basically a giant size push pop so you can, like, cut off layers and like enjoy the individual layers, or you can go vertically down and get like a slice of fucking 7-layered salad cake.
I like how you turn it into cake.
Well, it's not a cake; it's like a salad cake.
So just like enjoy the bacon.
But it's
layer
all
of
yeah,
salad.
Yeah. If I feel like I just want to have a one-on-one with the bacon and all the other stuff that's congealed into it, then that's what I want. See, that way I have this one meal, but it's versatile. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
On the same topic, like, if you had one restaurant to eat at for the rest of your life, if you can only go to one restaurant. I mean, you can obviously cook at home if you want.
Okay,
but
I can cook at home.
If somebody was like, hey, you know, we're going out to this place and stuff, if you had one restaurant, what would it be?
Hands down, Golden Corral.
Well, buffet, obviously, but...
All right, what if buffets were...
Buffets are exempt.
Okay. Damn.
Dude, I don't know, man. New jerk reaction is Chipotle.
I want to exempt, like, fast food, too.
Okay. Fast food. I wasn't going to go fast food, but I guess,
Chipotle is pretty much fast food.
God, I guess.
You're fucking communist.
I guess, Politos. Politos or, yeah. Politos
what
Pizzeria.
The hell is Politos?
It's a pizzeria over on Hickory.
Italian eatery.
Excellent food.
Fuck, I don't even know. You fucking blew me out of the water with Chipotle.
Sorry, Kyle.
Fucking Red Lobster, dude. I can eat a lot of
cheddar
biscuits for a while.
Surf and turf.
Surf and Turf, yeah.
I would have to go TGI Fridays just for the Jack Daniels everything. That fucking sauce is so good.
It's pretty tasty, dude. It's pretty fucking tasty.
It's so tasty. So tasty.
All right, what do you guys got anything else to talk about? I got a few more things to button up on, but everything.
Hey, man, you keep driving the ship. I like where you're going with
chugga this. Chugga. I need a fucking conductor hat.
I don't think
that's
you drive a ship, do you?
I like to think this is a pirate ship.
You captain a ship, but...
That's true.
Do you sail? I mean, you don't
sail a
motorboat.
I mean, I'd like
motorboat.
To drive, but I feel like it's more of a lower echelon position on the ship. The driver.
The ensign.
Like, the guy that's, like, gotta be like...
Fuck that, dude. He can fuck...
I wouldn't call him a driver.
Day,
he's the navigator.
That's
the navigator.
That's the guy you don't want to fuck with, though, because he's having
like,
a bad day, and you're coming
just...
into the lighthouse. He can just say, fuck it, I'm ending it all.
I see Kyle, like, sitting there just, like, spinning the wheel, just for fun. Like Wheel of Fortune style.
I would too.
Or not Wheel of Fortune, but
I want to be the guy that like what I don't even know what it's called, but I'm gonna call it the gas pedal. But it's like remember that scene from Titanic where they're like full steam away,
full
and he grabs that like big brass handle and he like jacks it forward.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
It looks like he's loading a shotgun, and like all of a sudden you get like 6 knots or whatever.
Yeah. Whoa,
fathoms and starboards.
Fathoms.
I don't know.
That thing is legit. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it's
the throttle.
What? Yeah. It's the hand throttle.
But then you also have to watch.
That's probably what it's called.
You have to watch all the pressure gauges too.
Fuck that.
They always fucking redline and
ride or die,
fucking
right?
Shit.
Ride or die.
Bolts are flying out from.
That
the
has to be where they're going next with Fast and the Furious. All boats.
All boats.
No, dude, it's gonna be in space somewhere.
Well, we talked about that. If it goes into space, it's just gonna meld with Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, I can see
that. Ben Diesel.
He like plays.
He
like,
plays
both
his great. He plays the great grandfather of Riddick.
There you go.
He plays Don Toretto Riddick.
You had me. You never had your fucking goddamn spaceship.
It doesn't matter if you win by a parsec or a light year. Winning's winning.
Nicely done.
That was pretty impressive. Holy fuck. But yeah, like I don't know, I'm getting like weird thoughts in my head though about like after like get done driving the ship, I like put it in the little like what do they call it where it locks your steering wheel?
Okay, all right, what do you got? What else you got?
All right, I just got some movies for you guys to watch.
All right,
you guys have probably seen. I know you've seen one of the. I think you've seen both of these.
We'll get to it then.
5-Year Engagement and Born Legacy. Don't really have to say much about these movies. They're very good. Check them out.
Just watch them.
One movie you will see, I watched a movie called Headhunters. It is a 2011 Norwegian film about a corporate headhunter who doubles as an art thief. And it's pretty fucking
cool.
It's an intense thriller. You'll like it. It's on Netflix.
I like Norwegian stuff. They did a really good job with the original
Dragon Tattoo.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series. And that has... the chick.
Her name is Naomi Rapace.
Thank you. Yeah, she was the
nice.
she was the star of Prometheus.
And she was in the second Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
So are you guys okay with subtitles?
I'm awesome with subtitles.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, excellent.
Excellent movie.
If you haven't seen it, fucking go watch it immediately.
I honestly feel like it kind of takes a while to get used to subtitles, but after I like remember the movie, I don't even remember having to read it.
Yeah, you look back at it, and that's the same way with when I watch like cam versions. Like, once I get done, I can look back at it like it was in full
like
1080p.
It was just in English.
No difference.
Yeah.
My only problem with the way they do subtitles, there's two different ways. There's one where they just like throw up as much dialogue as they can in two lines,
horrible.
And it ruins it because sometimes it ruins like the fucking timing because I read pretty fast. But when they, like, reveal it in time with the normal dialogue, then I'm okay with it.
Well, and the color itself
just pet
has
peeves.
To be good. Like, it either has to be, like, a white or, like, a bright yellow. Like,
I mean,
I've had some subtitles where they just, like, melt into the...
Well, here's the difference. Like, what I found, like, watching movies with subtitles, if it's white, it's in the movie. They, like, program it into the movie to come up when it's white. When it's yellow, that's just, like, the subtitle track of the audio that they're playing.
Oh, okay.
And it always looks... jagged and like in italics and shit.
Yeah,
it looks like
I don't
shit.
You think like what the fuck? Like, why haven't they not improved that technology at all?
Hey, it's 2013, man.
Right.
Well, I mean, what do you think they could do?
Well,
to make it better?
Like, you just shot this movie in like really high resolution, but yet you still have the 1984 Apple Mac 2 fucking text? Like, come on.
I don't know. I thought they did a good job in this Headhunters movie, and I thought they did a really good job in fucking Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, they did. Yeah, yellow, yeah, that was excellent.
Pretty fucking awesome. But
all right, final.
Pretty much done.
That's it. Final topic.
Yeah. You got any final thoughts? No.
My thought bowl is empty right now.
That's pretty much all I got. I just don't feel like walking over to hit stop though, so we're just gonna have.
We're gonna. We're gonna riff.
Yeah.
We're gonna start. Oh man, we're getting off track.
I just want to tell you, like, you guys. You want to take bets on Gary getting laid tonight?
Yeah, I'll bet against it.
He's like convinced, dude. He told me like he's got a girl showing up.
Oh wow!
That's
pretty amazing. I mean, I don't think it's amazing he's getting laid.
Yeah,
I'm just...
Well, anyway, so we're about ready to get done here on Spitballs and Fire, waiting for our
tech
producer Gary just to stop it, unless he's got something else he wants to say.
No.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you later.
Segway.